The following podcast contains true stories of sex, kink, gender, or body image. And that means you need to be a consenting adult. Thanks for that. And here we go.
I am enormous. Get used to it. Everyone tells me I'm too much. Maybe it's just you're not enough for me. Can't you see? I'm the kind of woman I'm supposed to be.
Hi there, and welcome to the Body Storytelling Podcast. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour, and this week we have a story from comedian David Nolan. You know how I've told you that my birthday is a huge celebration? Well, we're going to be doing it on live stream this year, and we are blowing it out. I have Milena Williams-Haas. I have Mr. Pam. Have you heard these two storytellers on the podcast? Phenomenal. Doesn't even begin to cover it. And we're going to have music from Shirley Gnome. Love her. Had to beg her to come celebrate my birthday with me. We've got another one we're announcing soon. But in the meantime, the best thing you can do, the best gift you can give me, is to buy your tickets early. I'm an event producer. This is stressful, seeing everything happen at the absolute last minute. Early means I can go, okay, great. I know that you'll be there. That's a big deal to me. So there's a link to buy tickets in the show notes. You can also find it on our website, bodystorytelling.com, under the live tab, and get them as soon as you can. I really want you to be there. And Milena, getting Milena on the live stream, I can't tell you how excited I am about that. Best birthday ever. How's your week going? I am still riding the high of a successful live stream this past Saturday night. You know, I hear all the time, this one was the best one yet, but I heard it so much this time. The stories were beautiful and moving and powerful and ran the gamut, you know, as a good storytelling show should. I take great pride in my curation and in my coaching. And when I got off Zoom, I was like, well, I feel like that was a really good show. But I was bombarded the next day with messages telling me how beautiful and powerful and how could they possibly share that story with friends. Spoiler alert, it lives on Patreon. I'm also getting a lot of requests for storytelling workshops, asking if I have any coming up soon. And I think it's high time, don't you? I'm looking at creating a new storytelling workshop. I have a fun new name. I just bought a URL for it. So I think I'm going to have one coming up soon. I know that we all want to be out and about come summer, but I'm looking for the right time so that we can get together, we can work on our stories. So when the world does open up and there's story slams and there's curated shows, you're going to be ready to share your life. Because ain't nothing like 14 months locked up in your house to make you want to share your life. There's no date announced. But if you're interested, I'd love to know. And if you have an idea, help me out with this thing. What's a good day of the week to do a workshop? I tend to opt for Saturday or Sunday, but that doesn't work for everybody, especially with summer coming. So feel free to hit me up and give me your opinion or let me know if you're interested in the workshop. It's Dixie@bodystorytelling.com. I'm feeling really excited about seeing human faces again. I feel like we're coming to an end of this thing. And how exciting is that? I might be able to come up to you and tentatively ask, how do you feel about hugs after a pandemic? And then you can say, fuck yeah, I need a hug. And we can just do that thing. Really long, awkward hugs. That's what's coming up. Get ready for it. Are you single and searching for a dating app that actually encourages you to embrace your sexual side? Are you in a couple and looking to find that third? Then you need to check out Field. Field is the alternative dating app for couples and singles. The app was originally designed for people seeking threesomes, and it's the biggest dating app for threesomes today. You can actually date with your partner. The app is inclusive to all, no matter your gender or orientation. When you join, you can choose to identify as over 20 plus genders and sexualities. The New York Times wrote that Field's options put the Kinsey scale to shame. Field values sex positivity and encourages you to share your desires and interests directly on your profile so that people know what you're into. Choose from a wide array of desires, from cuddling and long kisses to BDSM and shibari. I'm new to the Field app, but there are a few really cool features I've discovered. They have paired profiles, which means you and your partner each maintain your own accounts on your own devices, but you link them together to show Field's community that you're a couple. And they have this thing called virtual core. Field's cores are areas with high concentrations of members. Now there are also virtual locations where you can connect with humans from around the globe. If you live in a place where the app is still growing, or you simply want to visit other cities and meet the local humans on Field without traveling, you can teleport to one of the Field cores. They've designed radical open-mindedness right into the app, so you can share about your sexuality no matter how traditional or kinky you may be. Nonconformity and shame-free individuality is what Field is all about. And here's some great news. You can download the Field app for free and support the Body Storytelling Podcast by using the link in this episode's show notes. Spoiler alert, it's field.app.link/Dixie50. But you can find that in the show notes. Even better, when you use our link in the description, you'll get 50% off the first 3 months of Field's Majestic membership, which gives you premium features like seeing who's liked you, because that's the fun part. The Majestic discount only works on iPhone right now, but anyone with a smartphone can download Field for free today by clicking the link in this episode's description. I read this review that said, "We've been Field members since before it was called Field and used it to live out our fantasy of a threesome for the first time. Since then, we've had several amazing experiences through Field, and after 25 years of marriage, our Field threesome experiences have enhanced our relationship and allowed us to grow closer as a couple. If you're looking to celebrate individualism and sexuality without shame, Field is a fun, easy way to explore. So if you're ready to make your dreams come true, give Field a try. And be sure to let them know that Dixie sent you by using Dixie50 for 50% off the first 3 months of Field's Majestic membership. I'll see ya on Field." We have had this storyteller on our stage exactly one time, and that time was at the Sketchfest Comedy Festival in San Francisco. The story's a couple of years old, but it's just as relevant today. This storyteller is David Nolan.
Thank you. Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, Irish people, we're great with talking about the sexual stuff. Did you notice when she went to hug me? I was like, Jesus, hugs! Irish, if you hug an Irish person, it's an obligation to have sex with them, to be honest.
Okay.
We're banging on Bart. And Muni.
And Muni.
Yeah, Jesus. Talking about shagging. I'm sat in a plane, and as it hits the tarmac, the door opens and the humidity hits me from Cartagena, Colombia. Is the moment the severity of the lunacy of what I'm doing and how out of character it is a bit, because I'm not someone who does things last second. My Irish friends are like, "You're so organized, when you leave the house in the morning, you're probably just in case wearing a condom." Like it's not now, but it's possible. And 16 hours before, I'd been sat in Dublin and I was trying to talk to this girl I'm madly in love with on Skype. And we were doing the long distance thing after being living together for a year in Colombia. And it's one of those crap Skype connections. I'm asking questions. She's got no answers that I understand. She's meant to have come to live with me in Dublin and she hasn't made it for like 4 months. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I got no money. I'm going to borrow money from somewhere. I'm getting on a plane and I'm going. And this was a woman that you meet who does, like, you know, we're kind of backwards in Ireland and we're not kind of open with stuff and we're a bit planned. And everything went out the window with one smile from this lady. She looked like a mix of Jennifer Lopez, Tandy Newton, and a Ferrari. And to this point, I'm very much used to Ford Fiestas. So, it's Ireland. We don't have much. We don't have much over there. Oh, when I first saw her, I nearly laid an egg. I remember she had more curves than Lombard Street. And it's true, she walked in this pouring rain in Cartagena and humidity, but pissings of rain. And everything about her was just wet and sensual. And these guys are like, you got to see this girl. I was working as an English teacher in a school and this girl came in and they're like, she's an actress in the movie Love in the Time of Cholera by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. You might know the book. Walks in, they're like, they've told her she needs to improve her English quickly. She needs to find a native English speaker and you're the only one around. So to be honest, Colombians don't seem to know the Irish people, not so known for their mastery of the English language. And I was not going to tell her. No way. So literally, by the end of the first lesson, she's like, let me give you a massage. And I'm like, okay. So I think I'm crossing the like teacher-student lines here, but it's a Ferrari. I'm not going to say no. She starts massaging me, and I'm lying there, and the feeling is not like I'd feel it with hands. It's warm and it's wet. And I look over my, you know, you're face down at this moment, and I turn around and she is massaging me with her vagina. I shit you not, she's rubbing it over every part of my body. And I don't know what to be doing. The mellow experience that was like an Enya-like massage lying down is now full on TLC waterfalls, like, it's getting wet, and minutes later, it was a term I would not have used before tonight, but it was banging on Bart. And this girl, I don't know what they are, but this girl was a squirter. I was like, holy shit, I looked like I'd been out in the week's weather you've had last week in San Francisco. And I was absolutely soaking head to toe. I didn't know what to do. And it was fucking amazing. I was like, whoa. And I'm telling you, I didn't know what to be doing. And we were shagging away for hours and I nearly died with excitement. And the next day she's like, well, we need to do another lesson tomorrow. And I was thinking, well, yeah. So she comes over and I was like, I have to teach her something. Like, you know, her career or whatever it is on the line here. And I'm thinking it's going to be serious. So I kind of take out my books and stuff that I'm going to use to try and teach her. And I sit down. And she walks in, she's wearing just a jacket because it's raining again. And she just takes off the jacket, nothing on whatsoever. And at this stage, I was still thinking I might give her a few verbs or something. And she takes out a jar of dulce de leche, which is like Nestle, basically caramel stuff, and just starts putting it all over me. I was like, she's licking the stuff off. I've never looked at my own nuts before and gone like, they look pretty tasty right now. Never. It's just a strange vision to be left with. I went into work the next day. My boss was like, David, you have something in your eye here. Fucking dulce de leche in my eye. God knows what he thought had been going on. But like, I just lived a year of lunacy with this lady like this. Just like raw fucking passion. We were shagging everywhere from literally, like, I remember on a carousel of a horse and snorkeling and castles and just everywhere. I never even contemplated. And I remember her asking me in really busted English, because her English wasn't that great and my Spanish was crap. like, she's like, what are your fantasies? Like, what's your main sexual fantasy? And I was like, I'm pretty sure I've been living them. Like, I never... I know what to say to her. And I said, well, what's yours? And she's like, I'd love to see you having sex with somebody else in front of me. I nearly shit my pants. My ears just perked up. I was like, what? Seriously? And I was like, what the fuck? And she's like, oh, no, I'm only joking. I think that's what she said. I don't know. But she seemed to... But it's funny when you have something like that, an emotional kind of real connection that's real love and sexy and spice, and the language barrier is there. Like, she'd be saying things I wouldn't know half the time. Like, she'd be talking about, oh, David, I want to go to IKEA to have the little balls of meat. I'd be like, meatballs, big difference. But it didn't seem to matter. I was like, could you fall in love with someone without knowing what they're really saying half the time? Or giving a shit? And it turns out you can. And she taught me this expression that I'd never forget it, because it was playing on my mind while I was sitting on the airplane. It was, amor de lejos es amor de cuatro. So love from afar is love between four, when she was worried about the long distance stuff. So all this stuff's playing on my mind. Bought the ticket, fuck it, get on the plane. I get off the plane and I'm looking for answers. But as soon as I see her, I'm just Lombard Street curves, oh, fucking gone. And like the whole time we've been dating, she's been trying to bring me to a sex hotel, which is a hotel, a motel just for making love. And someone's been there 10 minutes before you and 10 minutes after you, probably. And the idea just freaked me out, so I never wanted to go. But she's like, it's 2 hours downtown in traffic, or we can go to this sex hotel I booked 5 minutes away. What do you want, Irish boy? I was like, sex hotel. So literally go into this place, and it's amazing. I don't know what to, you probably have been, you dirty fuckers, but I had never, especially this side of the room, I had no idea. I walk in. Thank you. Just rose petals everywhere and jacuzzis. Just special furniture for shagging. You're not even surprised by that. Special furniture for shagging. I was pure excited, but my stomach was all messed up from the airplane. So I shot into the bathroom, and by God, was I doing evil things in there for about... Lads, you'll know this. One of those shits that you're just literally 3 rolls of toilet paper. You're sweating like a pedophile in a Barney suit. Like... fucking like really bad evil stuff. And I finally come out of there, and she's sitting on the bed looking all sexy, and she's like, oi David, que hiciste? Like, what the hell did you do in there? I was like, what do you mean? And I look around, I shit you not, into the bathroom, a full two-way mirror. Oh yeah, she'd been watching everything. Still had pretty awesome sex, to be honest. It's like a Ferrari, you're not going to say no. She was a fucking amazing. But, you know, from that moment on, it was a bit... I can only imagine, because I ride Muni, I don't drive any Ferrari. But I can imagine if you had one, that it's amazing until it breaks down. And then it's the biggest pain in the ass to have. And all these fucking questions, all of a sudden, were getting crazy answers. It turns around the reason she couldn't come to join me in Dublin, because her visa was denied, because her father was the leader of the paramilitary resistance movement in Colombia. Oh, yeah. She's like, remember you said, like, you were being followed? You were. I was like, oh, you gotta be joking. I mean, he'd been laundering money, and it was all being laundered in her name. There was no chance of this girl going anywhere ever with a visa. So it kind of pondered out on a bit of a loaded journey. I had to go home. And she left her email open on my computer when I got home. And I was missing so many things. I'm like, I'm not that dude. I would never read someone's stuff. But I was so emotional about the whole thing. So confused. In another language. I don't know what's going on with this girl. Now her dad's a paramilitary leader. I could be dead. Like, family could be dead. I don't know what the hell's going on. So I opened it. And sure enough, the first and only thing that I'll always remember in life, I find that she has been having an email exchange with a Swiss guy and two of my best friend's girlfriends, who she'd recruited to have a foursome. So not only had she cheated on me with someone, she'd had sex with two other girls who were fucking amazing looking, to be honest, and this other guy, lucky bugger, and gone off. And I honestly, it was heart-wrenching and gut-wrenching, and even talking about it now, I never had. Is tough, but like, if you're like, do you regret any of that? What you found out, what you have? Fuck no, I don't regret any of it. Not a second. But I'll tell you, I learned a few bits on it to leave you with, and I was like, Jesus, one, ask a few more questions than the old balls of meat stuff, if you really get there. I was thinking, two, I have absolutely every right to be shitting myself. when everything I found out about her father and everything else. And three, if someone shares their fantasy with you, you don't feel comfortable sharing it with them in any way, maybe do, because it'll save you learning the hard way like I did, that love from afar really is love between four. Thank you.
Out my ticket and stick it in the turnstile. Go down to the platform, train's gonna be here in a little while. I wanna lay you down on that filthy tile, 'cause you're B-A-N-G-I-N-G-O-N. There's spelling involved, I apologize. No food or drink allowed, no music and no smoking. I don't see no sign that prohibits no public poking. Gonna talk dirty to you while I sit behind you stroking, 'cause you're B-A-N-G-I-N-G-O-N. We're banging on bars. You want romancing, but you ain't ever seen nothing. And by romancing, I mean guaranteed to contract something. I don't care if it's your time of the month in, 'cause you're B-A-N-G-I-N-G-O-N. We don't need music, 'cause that brother is blasting his jams, yo. Is that R. Kelly? Oh, no, 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 it's Bell Biv DeVoe. Now it's the soundtrack to Cunnilingus and Fellatio, 'cause we're B-A-N-G-I-N-G-O-N. Oh, we're banging on bards. Oh, we're banging on bards. To the bridge. Against a stack of bikes, I will bite your boob, and then I'll bite the other boob. Together, baby, we can loop that trans bay too. It's gonna get hot, aromatics of a hobo toaster. I'm gonna flip this shit into the great space coaster without that creepy clown. Gonna make you face that Planned Parenthood poster, 'cause you're B-A-N-G-I-N-G-O-N. There's a weird guy in overalls who's omitting a body odor. He's snapping pictures 'cause I think he likes my chowder. There's an old Asian lady who's looking over her shoulder, and it's B-A-N-G-I-N-G-O-N. Oh, we're banging on bars. Oh, we're banging on bars. Last stop, passengers, behold the Badussy that we be brewing. People looking around to smell what the hell we are doing. Gonna add to the stench of pee pee and poo poo, and I'm so mature. B-A-N-G-I-N-G-O-N. Oh, let me break it down for you one last time. Raise my sourdough with your yeast and flour. I hear you moaning, groaning, getting louder and louder. I'm about to blast your bread bowl full of baby chowder. It's a family recipe. B-A-N-G-I-N-G-O-N. Oh, we're banging on bars. Doors open at the left at Embarcadero. Oh my God, those people are fucking banging on bars. My dick will sneeze your pussy farts. Banging on bars.
That was Bangin' on Bart by our very own Jefferson Berkey. If you don't know, BART and Muni are popular forms of public transportation in the San Francisco Bay Area. So now you know. I am so grateful to the people who are keeping this show going, both the podcast and the live stream, and coming soon, the live shows. We would not still be here if it was not for the people supporting us on Patreon. Patreon is a sustainable way to keep the things you love alive, and we had no idea when we created a Patreon that it was going to be doing the heavy lifting during the last crazy year. Things are starting to look up, but we still really need your help. So go to patreon.com/body. Support us at whatever level you can. If you do it at the $5 a month, you get ad-free podcast episodes. $10 a month, you get free live stream tickets, live stream replays. You get the episodes, and I'm coming up with new rewards soon. Maybe even that storytelling workshop I was just talking about. So go to patreon.com/body, and thanks in advance for your support. Well, that's our time together for this week. But before I go, I want to say thank you to the people who make this podcast possible. Thank you to David Grossoff, to Joe Moore, to Mosa Maxwell-Smith, to Donal Mooney, and most of all, thank you to podcast producer and live stream technical director, Marty Garcia. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour. This has been episode 171 of the Body Storytelling Podcast. See you next week.